From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May has called for an early election June 8th, 3 years ahead of schedule, a way to boost support in Parliament during negotiations to leave the European Union. She said part of her decision was based on efforts by Brexit opponents to undermine those negotiations.
If we do not hold a general election now, their political game playing will continue, and the negotiations with the European Union will reach their most difficult stage in the run-up to the next scheduled election. Division in Westminster will risk our ability to make a success of Brexit, and it will cause damaging uncertainty and instability to the country.
Opinion polls suggest her Conservative government, buoyed by a strong economy, is comfortably ahead of the opposition Labour Party. Brexit Secretary David Davis said it will provide 5 years of stability.
And during which we'll have the Brexit negotiation and the period thereafter in which we can deliver on the other things the Prime Minister wants to deliver on. The Britain that works for all. All of those other issues of industrial strategy, of social policy, of welfare policy, of education policy, they're all a part of the package that Theresa May brings, and she wants the public at large to give her the mandate for it.
News bolstered the British currency, the sterling, which rose to a four-month high, although that drove London stocks lower. A Zambian opposition leader arrested last week was charged in court Tuesday with trying to overthrow the government. Hakainde Hichilema and the United Party for National Development narrowly lost last August's election to the ruling Patriotic Front and President Edgar Lungu. Hichilema claimed he was assaulted by police during last week's arrest at his home. The arrest strongly condemned by civil groups and political commentators. This is VOA News. Voters are casting ballots today for governor of Jakarta, Indonesia's largest city, a choice between an incumbent ethnic Chinese Christian currently facing blasphemy charges and a Muslim challenger. The vote is seen as a test of the country's democracy and religious toleration. Peter McCauley is an Indonesia analyst at the Australian National University.
Indonesia as a whole is a nation of 260 million people. It's a very widespread nation, so we should not focus too much on just the capital alone. But nevertheless, it is true that it is a touchstone, it is a guide to the direction of politics in Indonesia, and therefore it is an important election and certainly worth watching. There's no question about that.
Pre-election surveys suggested a tight contest between incumbent Basuki Jahaja Purnama and former Education Minister Anies Baswedan. In Egypt, gunmen attacked security forces near a Christian monastery in southern Sinai Tuesday, killing one officer, wounding several others. The Islamic State claimed responsibility. It came just less than 2 weeks after suicide bombers killed more than 40 Coptic Christians at two churches. A suspect identified as African-American Corey Ali Muhammad Tuesday shot and killed three white men at random in Fresno, California, after shouting, "God is great," in Arabic. He's now in police custody. As part of the investigation, Police Chief Jerry Dyer said officers checked the suspect's Facebook page.
We know that he has some posts that says that he does not like white people, and also on that post that he has expressed some anti-government sentiments.
Muhammad also wanted in the shooting death last week of a motel security guard. Two men have been arrested in Marseille, accused of planning an imminent and violent attack ahead of the Sunday French first-round presidential election. A Paris prosecutor said weapons, explosives, videos, and jihadist propaganda materials were found in their rented flat. The opposition in Venezuela has promised the mother of all mass demonstrations Wednesday, the latest sign of dissatisfaction with the socialist government of President Nicolas Maduro. A counter-protest is also planned. Analyst Luis Angosto Fernandez of the University of is a lecturer at the university.
So far, it's still unclear if really the opposition as an organized body is really capitalizing this discontent. Tomorrow we'll have certainly a show of strength from opposition leaders, so we'll see what happens.
Violence has been on the rise since a March Supreme Court ruling effectively quashing the authority of the opposition-led National Assembly. Nigeria Tuesday reopened the airport in the capital Abuja, a major business hub, after it was closed for 6 weeks for repairs. The shutdown disrupted international travel. Only Ethiopian Airlines agreed to switch flights to Kaduna, 160 kilometers away. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.